So welcome once again to the Positive Herpes Podcast. In this week's installment of Fermented Friday, joined once again by my good buddy Megan. And today we are going to be sampling a new type of IPA that we've never had before. I know that we've mentioned IPAs are our favorites, and we're just going to kind of stick with them for a little bit, maybe like one more week, and then we'll start branching out. But this week we've got the Hangar 24 Brewery Double IPA India Pale Ale. And Megan's going to give you a quick couple facts.
So this is a 9% alcohol content beer with 118 IBUs.
Damn, hoppy. And when we crack these bad boys open, again, we're drinking 22-ounce bottles. We really like the bottles. I guess one reason why I really like the bottle is I feel like it keeps the flavor integrity more intact. One downside to bottles is if they get too much sunlight, then they start to lose their flavor, I've noticed, or I've heard. I haven't noticed because I don't do that.
Yeah, I just don't like warm beer, so no, I keep terrible. Them cold.
It's not a good idea. So yeah, let's go ahead and taste these. Clink. Refreshing. It's like 75, 80 degrees outside.
Yeah, at least. It's hot.
It's actually, considering it's summertime in California, Northern California, it's been a pretty mild summer.
Yeah, definitely.
At least this last week. The week before that was pretty hot, but, you know, you go outside, it's warm.
Random rainy season.
Yeah, we had like 2 days of rain, which was awesome in July.
I was hoping for thunderstorms, didn't happen.
We need to get some more rain as far as this drought's concerned.
Yes, definitely.
But that was pretty tasty. So this is brewed in the Redlands, California. Let's see, what else does this label have to offer before we jump onto the website? I like the label. There's a 8-propeller plane.
Hangar.
Is that what they're called, hangars? I thought hangars is where the planes
lands?
Are stored.
Oh, maybe.
Like a garage, but they're called hangars.
I don't know too much about the storage of airplanes. It is a nice label, though.
It's kind of like old-timey, but not too old-timey. It's a little like
World War II era.
Yeah, and I did a like World War II project in high school about propaganda. Mm-hmm. So it almost looks like a propaganda poster.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Kind of a funky shaped label. Looks nice.
Right, it's not square. It's got a little half dome on the top of it. Cool. All right, so today we're going to be playing a game. I feel like there's another name to this game, but the closest name I can think of is called Two Truths and a Lie. We're going to take turns. One of us is going to say two truths and a lie about ourselves. The other person's going to try to guess what the lie is. If you guess the lie, the person giving the sentences has to drink, and if you think you're guessing the lie, but it's actually the truth, then you have to guess, or you have to drink. So,
should we? You can start.
I'll start. Okay. My favorite shoes are Vans. I used to own my own house, and I used to play football.
You used to. What kind of shoes you got on?
Regardless of what I'm wearing right now.
They look like Vans. Nope, they're not Vans. Well, I guess I've seen you wear Vans, so I think that one's true.
Okay.
You don't seem much like a football player, so I'm going to say that is the lie.
I have never played football on a team.
So drink up.
That's my drink. It's pretty delicious. I tried to drink that, like, really slow. Mm-hmm. Let it graze my palate and just tantalize my taste buds. It almost tasted like a small, tiny hint of there was, like, some citrus in there.
Yeah. I think it's really nice. It's a little bit maltier than a regular IPA, which I think that's where the double comes from.
Mm.
But, yeah, it's definitely nice. It has a good balance of hops and malt.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, so I guess it's my turn. I don't want it to be easy. All right. I used to play hockey. My favorite artist as a child was Avril Lavigne. And I love to swim.
Okay. I want to say I've heard you speak of Avril Lavigne before today, so I'm going to go with that's a truth. And you're kind of a badass. I could see you, like, throwing down on some bitch on some roller skates and a hockey stick. So I'm going to also say that's a truth. So swimming is a lie.
Swimming is a lie. So that is my drink.
Not a bad lie. I'm not a huge fan of swimming either. I know how to. If ever in dire straits and had to fight for my life against a watery foe, I would win.
I'd dog paddle my shit out out of that situation.
Cool.
Or float. I like floating.
Yeah,
floating. Does that count as swimming?
Floating's cool. On the note of floating, there's this thing I want to try. It's called sensory deprivation tank, or an isolation tank, or just a float tank. Mm-hmm. And it's basically a tank. It's pretty big. It's like 6 feet by 8 feet. And it's filled with water, and it's filled with a crap ton of Epsom salt. And you just go in there. Preferably you shower first, because you don't want to have to be cleaning out this tank. So you shower, you go into this tank, and then there's so much Epsom salt that you float. You cannot sink.
Oh, like the Dead Sea.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, and the point is, it's pitch black in there, and it's supposed to also... You're supposed to also have kind of like a soundproof environment.
Mm-hmm.
And so all your senses are like...
Heightened.
Yeah, everything else is heightened, and you can't feel it because it's the same temperature as your skin.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets to a point where you don't really know where your skin ends and where the water begins.
That sounds nice.
Speaking of floating. But I'm going to give some random trivia about this double hanger or double IPA beer. Hanger 24. In 2011, it won two awards. It won an award... A silver award at the California State Fair, and at the Los Angeles International Commercial Beer Competition, it also won a silver medal. And then again, in 2012, at the same California State Fair, it won another silver. So, nothing too recent, but still, 3 silver medals in a matter of 2 years. Not bad.
Not bad.
Okay. So, next round of Two Truths and a Lie. Some of my favorite clothes to wear are tight as fuck clothes. I love to do dishes. And I also love video games.
I'm gonna go with wearing tight clothes as your lie.
As my lie?
As your lie.
Because you never see me wear them.
Yeah.
No, I love wearing tight clothes. That's actually a truth.
Damn it.
I hate to do dishes. I just do them because I don't like there to be stacked dishes.
Well, I think you are one of my few friends who's actually offered to do dishes at my house before, so
yeah.
I wouldn't say you love doing them, but...
But you've seen me do them.
I've seen you do them.
Yeah.
Plenty of times, so...
Mm-hmm.
I should have known. Nobody likes doing dishes.
I don't know how you could like to do dishes. I can understand liking having a clean kitchen.
Yeah.
Or...
Yeah.
Liking having dishes on hand in case a mob party shows up at your house, mm-hmm. and you need to feed everyone. But the act of doing dishes.
Yeah. At least you have a dishwasher.
I don't have
a dishwasher, which really sucks, especially because I love cooking. And so it doesn't really work out too well most of the time. My kitchen's actually fairly clean for me.
Homegirl cleaned her kitchen the other day.
Not well, but it's getting there. I'm working on it.
Your turn.
All right. Let me think about it first. Just keep talking about stuff first.
I'll keep talking about stuff. So the word stuff starts with the letter S, and it ends with 2 F's. You know what else ends with starts with 2 F's is Final Fantasy. It's a video game. As I mentioned, I like video games, and there's a series called Final Fantasy. And it's a dumb name because it's like, what the fuck is the Final Fantasy, or unless you have like some fetishes that you might be fantasizing about. So, I don't know, man. But a lot of people who have heard of this game are like, no, I don't like that title. I'm not going to play that game. It's just a role-playing game. It's kind of like Pokemon, but I think it came out way, way before Pokemon, like 15 years before Pokemon. Okay, cool.
I think I'm ready. All right. So, my favorite meat to eat that I can purchase at the store is chicken.
Okay.
My favorite movie is Shutter Island.
Okay.
And my... And I love taking showers.
Okay. I'm going to go off the bat and say that meat is not your favorite, or chicken is not your favorite meat.
Wrong.
Oh, damn it.
Shutter Island is not my favorite movie.
Okay.
Actually, I think I super fucked up, actually. I told two lies.
Whatever.
I also hate showering. You had double chances to win there.
I know. My odds went up. I just thought chicken. I know you get a lot of chicken, but I didn't think it was your favorite. I think you got a lot.
Chickens are very attracted to me.
I just figured it'd be like steak or something.
No, I think
it's just more expensive.
Well, chicken's just, it's good. You can do kind of anything with chicken. It's good no matter how you make it.
Mm, that's true.
Yeah, and it's cheap, which
super,
is a
super versatile.
Good bonus.
Yeah. So why don't you go ahead and give the last couple of facts that we have about Hangar 24.
All right. So this beer is to be served at 50 degrees Fahrenheit. It pairs well with lamb, beef brisket, chicken fried steak, and creme brulee, and sharp blue cheeses. And it is recommended that it's served in a tumbler. Which I think is just a regular pint glass, but you know, not really sure.
It's ambiguous because I've heard people call tumblers those square glasses, like a whiskey glass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it says tumbler, but it has a picture, like a little icon picture, and it looks like a pint glass.
Yeah, I think it just shouldn't be served in those kind of funky, like, wine glass-looking beer glasses.
Yeah, I think like it's the just more like, domed kind.
Yeah, I think just a standard, slightly domed towards the top, but
elongated.
Still pint glass-ish.
Sure.
Looking.
I wish that, I mean, you brought this up off air. I wish that we had known it was good with creme brulee.
Yeah.
Because I hear tell that your father makes really good creme brulee.
He does. He doesn't venture with flavoring too much, which is slightly irritating, but he does make
the consistency's great. Good.
Yes, yeah.
Cool.
And he's got the whole, like, toasting the top down. He's got his little, like, tool thing.
The little kitchen torch.
He's so proud of it.
Kitchen torches are fun. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
There's real no need for one, but...
Unless you're making creme brulee.
Unless you're making creme brulee.
I mean, you can't make creme brulee and not have a hard, crunchy top. Otherwise, it's just pudding.
True.
Or like panna cotta or something.
True.
I guess panna cotta. It's not quite like pudding.
I don't know if I've ever had panna cotta. Let's move on.
It's good, yeah.
All right. So the next series of questions are going to be... All right. I really like to read. I used to have a sugar glider. And I really like going online.
All right, so we were just talking yesterday about us having sugar gliders, so I know you've had a sugar glider. I've never seen you read, but, I mean, who often goes over and just, like, watches people read? And I think you were talking about getting more into it lately, so I'm going to say that that's true. I'm going to say that you don't like venturing online too much.
Not so much. There's definitely obvious necessities and reasons why I have to go online, but it's not my favorite activity.
Fair enough. All right. Let's think of, I'm terrible at this game. It's really hard to think of a lie about yourself because you're like trying to think of like facts that you might not know, and then I'm just like I don't know. Last time I just told you a bunch of lies.
Here's a trick. Think of facts, but then on one of those facts, like, switch the words around, like, I really love or I really hate.
And all right. All right. Okay. Oh, God. This is so difficult. Okay, so my favorite gaming system is the original NES Nintendo. My favorite beverage aside from beer is grape juice.
Okay.
And I do not enjoy the heat.
I'm not even going to analyze this. You don't enjoy the heat at all.
So that was a fact.
Fuck, man. So, grapefruit juice is, you don't like it.
Grapefruit juice is my favorite juice. I said grape juice.
Oh, grape juice. I don't know why I heard grapefruit juice.
Because that's my favorite juice. And I think you knew that. Did I say grapefruit juice? I don't think I did. We'll both drink.
Drinks to me. Oh, man.
This is such a horrible game for me to play. I'm terrible at it.
This game could just get more and more out of hand.
I should have, like, written down things down first. Because it's really... Like, I can't think of, like, facts about myself that you don't know.
Again, this is only the second week, and we're still figuring it out on how we're going to structure it. So, no worries. Cool. Already, I think this week is better than last week.
Yeah, I don't even think we talked about the beer last week. No, not that we have a ton this week, but we went over it a bit.
It's got a good carbonation to liquid ratio. It doesn't fizz.
Is that how that works?
It doesn't fizz too much on my mouth.
Yeah, that's actually, I really like the, I think it's like the maltiness kind of balancing out that, like, hoppiness, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like hoppier beers that aren't leveled out with the maltiness too much seem a lot more, like, carbonated. I feel like this is, like, a good in between, which is nice.
And we've just been drinking this straight out of the bottle. If we had poured it, which is something we talked about, we could have talked about, like, the head, how it foams up.
But we didn't do that.
How it looks in a glass. But we didn't, so you're all missing out. Let's see. Maybe just, like, one or two more of these, and I think we can call it.
Yeah.
I really hate lines.
Lines? Like, at the store, straight lines? Oh, okay.
Okay. At the drive-thru.
All right.
Just waiting in a line. Okay. I really hate waiting in line. I really hate shopping for groceries. And I really hate people in general.
I'm going to say that you do not hate shopping at grocery stores.
No, I really don't like shopping.
Oh, just people?
No, just like...
Wait, which one was the lie?
The lie is I don't actually really hate people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, most people...
sometimes you hate people.
There's certain people I'd rather not deal with, for sure. But people, as a broad spectrum of people, I don't hate them.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a pretty awesome species.
I love shopping for groceries. Not for clothes so much, but...
I don't mind waiting in lines because I can, sometimes I'll, like, literally just, like, meditate, or, like, if I'm in the car, I'll, like, listen to a podcast, or I'll listen to the...
I hate lines. I hate traffic. Is that considered a line?
It's a line. It's a line to get to work. It's a line to get to your house.
Yeah.
It's the line of lines.
Yeah, fuck traffic.
Especially if you have to wait in traffic to get to a drive-thru, or you have to wait in traffic to get to the grocery store to wait in line after you've bought your groceries.
Oh, my God.
It's the line of all lines.
Yeah. Screw traffic. That is, oh, God. Miserable. I go insane. All right. I had such a good lie, and I just totally forgot it.
That's the lie. I win.
That's not a lie. I did forget it. Shoot, what was my lie? All right, I guess I'll start with some truths. Or I shouldn't say
no,
that.
Don't tell me what you're going to do.
Okay, I'm just going to mix some stuff up.
Yeah.
Yeah. this is the worst game for me to play. okay. I enjoy knitting. I do not like being in crowded places. And my favorite snack is hot Cheetos and cream cheese.
First of all, gross. Man, I really want to say that you don't, this isn't my final answer. I really want to say that you being in a crowded place is your least favorite because I hate being in crowded places, but that's also just me projecting.
I said that I hate being in crowded
places. Yeah. No, I'm saying, I want to say that's the lie. I'm just like working through this out loud. I want to say that's the lie, but that's also partially because I hate being in crowded places. So I would want you to hate being in crowded places because who wants to be in one? I don't know if I've ever heard you talk about knitting before, but that could be a thing. Oh, man. I mean,
there's not that much to talk about knitting. I knitted today. Is that a word? Knitted?
I think knitted is a word.
Today? I knit today? I'm not sure. I think knitted. I think you'd say knitted. It sounds kind of funny, though.
I knit. I will knit. Or I knitted. Or I have knit.
No, I think it's knitted.
Knitted.
It sounds funny, though.
Yeah. And what was the third one?
That my favorite snack is hot Cheetos and cream cheese.
Yeah, gross. So I think you hate being in crowded places.
I said that I hate being in crowded places.
Yeah, and I'm saying that's...
That's the lie.
Oh, no, that's definitely a truth. That's totally a truth. Cheetos is a lie.
Cheetos is a lie.
Okay, good. Good. Gross.
Salami, pretzels, and hummus, bitch.
Oh, man, we were eating that yesterday. Yeah, it was so good. You actually, I was going to come over. You invited me over, and I was about to be here, and then you were like, wait, I got to go get some hummus.
I thought we had a ton, and last time we went shopping, like... I was like, no, we have plenty of hummus. And then I got home and there was like none left. And I was like, God damn it. So
I
had to go make a special trip.
Speaking of special trips, let's not make a special trip. Let's make an intentional trip. I just talked to my roommate today about how much we need to go to Costco.
Oh, yeah, Costco.
And we gotta do that. If you guys are down, we can just make a group venture.
Yeah, we get off work at noon tomorrow, so...
Yeah, hit me up.
I believe, unless we have to work overtime, so...
Hit me up, I'll try to get the chip-in funds from the roommate, and we'll go to Costco. Obviously, this is just side jibber-jabber.
Yeah,
and
just everybody, if you want to meet us at Costco.
Yeah, if you want to go to Costco...
We'll be there tomorrow.
Costco in Livermore, California. So, real quick, this beer's pretty awesome. I'm like halfway through... Almost. You're halfway through. Hold on. Let me catch up.
Am I halfway through? It's not doing too bad.
All right. Caught up. This beer's pretty good. It's a good drunk maker. If you guys are looking for a good beer to kind of like hang out with your friends, it's 9%, so drink responsibly.
It doesn't seem so, I don't know. I don't think it tastes like a 9%. Beer.
Some of them are pretty harsh.
Yeah, it's pretty mild. Like, I feel like it has, like I've said, like, 500 times, it has a really good balance of, like, malts and hops, so it's not, like, overpowering in any way. It's, like, really smooth, but it is a little bit darker.
Yeah, and I don't know, it's really flavorful. It's got that, like, hint of, just a smidgen of a hint of citrus in it.
And, like, a honey or...
It is honey, actually, for sure, because at the bottom, I think it says...
there you go, brewed with honey.
All ale brewed with honey. So, that's a thing. I guess we should mention that there's honey in there. Yeah, it's not a bad... If you guys are drinking this weekend with your friends or whatever...
Orange Blossom
and check out Hangar 24 Double IPA, India Pale Ale.
It's great.
And until next week, this has been Fermented Fridays with Nate and Megan. And
yeah. We're out. Man. Out.